It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Back in the 1980s, the U.S. and Canada identified some areas of concern around Lake Superior, some environmentally degraded areas in the Great Lakes ecosystem. And we're speaking today with Corey Weston, a chief of construction and survey of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. A couple of weeks ago, they began the dredging project around Howards Bay in Superior, and we're speaking with him this morning about that project. Good morning, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
So tell us now, this area was identified back in the 1980s, and you've begun dredging just a couple of weeks ago now. Is this the beginning of the project, or is this an ongoing project that has been going on since then, or is it that we're finally getting around to it now? Or how does that project lay out over time?
Yeah, so I'll speak to it in a very general sense that the St. Louis River is one of the area of concerns identified through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and it's one of the areas that they want to clean up so that it can be a better place for those in the future who are going to use it.
Right.
Howards Bay is just one of those projects. Since about 2013, the U.S. Army Corps has been involved with the EPA and working through several projects. But Howards Bay is kind of one that was a larger project that we're working toward cleaning up.
How much material do you expect to be taking out of the harbor?
Yeah. So in Howards Bay specifically, there's two aspects of it. There's a strategic navigational dredging aspect, which is material that is within the federal channel within Howards Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an environmental portion that's going to get dredged, and that's approximately 75,000 cubic yards would be taken out of Howards Bay. That has been deemed to be contained contaminants.
Right. And from what I've read, it's fossil fuel residues, coal and gasoline and oil in that area. When you're removing that material, I assume it's with a barge and a sort of an earth mover that dips down into the water?
Yep, that is correct. For this application, the contractor is using an excavator with a bucket, and then they scoop down. They have highly technical equipment that knows exactly where the tip of that bucket is, so then they can dig to the grades, the design grades that we had put out in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
They get right to the elevation that's needed. And those elevations were based on previous sampling and testing results that were collected in previous years. There was a variety of years that it was collected. And so it's really, we're targeting areas that are that were identified in the sampling effort to clean up.
Okay. Quickly, on a side note, you're talking about cleaning out the federal navigation sort of channel for shipping. Now, is that sort of a tacked-on project, or is that part of the original design as well? Because I know that the harbor, of course, always fills up with sediment, and even this year I've heard the lake levels are lower. Is cleaning out that channel just something you're doing as long as you're there, or is that part of the original project to begin with?
It was part of the original project. The material that was within the sediment, so I guess I'll stop there as well. The material was, some of the environmental material was below the federal channel in some areas.
Okay.
So we have to clean the federal channel first. Another thing to note is that some of the areas within the federal channel did contain elevated levels of contaminants. Not high enough to go to landfill, but something that we are sending to a confined disposal facility called Erie Pier, which is just up the harbor. And past on some of the projects that we've been working on, all our other areas out in the harbor, material has went elsewhere to go to restore and beneficially reuse it.
Right.
Just to name a few, Wisconsin Piping Plover, 21st Avenue embayment, 40th Avenue embayment, where material from other areas of the harbor have went to restore.
I'm picturing in the old days somebody on the bridge of your barge with a chart sort of mapping out and trying to approximate where you are. Are you using more high-tech equipment to locate the exact location now? Is it some sort of computer GPS type of thing? How do you know where you are on the harbor when you're dredging?
Yeah, it is. Times have changed. We were just talking about this yesterday. Back in the day of survey, it used to be lead lines and other equipment used. But today, even the contractor and their equipment, they know exactly where they are based on GPS location on their equipment. And then they also, furthermore, have software programs that allow them to know exactly where that bucket tip is or crane bucket is, so they can dredge very precise locations. Even without seeing it.
75,000 cubic yards. I can't picture how much that really is. What is that in square miles? How do we get a visual sense in people's mind how big that is?
Yeah. So if you can think of it in a few different ways, you could think of it as in terms of a dump truck. So if you have, a 10-yard dump truck, you divide that by 10, so then you're looking at 7,500 loads of dump truck loads. We looked at it in terms of a volume. If you were to put it on a football field, it would cover a football field up to the height of approximately 45 feet. So it's a very large amount of material that's going to be coming out of there.
Wow. So you were talking about where it's being taken to. Are they testing it as it's coming out to make sure that they've got it? I mean, when you get to the end of this project, you'll, I assume, be grabbing stuff that won't be quite as contaminated because you're trying to, I don't know, if it's like removing a cancerous tumor or something. But how do you know when you've reached the edge?
Yeah, so the process goes is we've identified, like I mentioned from previous sampling, we've identified these areas and really dictated how deep and how wide they're going to go. So the contractor would do that, and then depending on the level of contaminant, some is going to an off-site landfill that's for highly contaminated material. Some of it is also, or the majority of it is going to the Wisconsin Point landfill. and then to identify at the end, then we do a what we call confirmation sampling. So once a contractor has finished an area or the contractor has finished an area, then we would go out and test that area to ensure that the contaminants are gone.
So how many barges are working on this project at once? Is it just one barge for a few months, or do you have several trying to get through the work, sort of a many hands make light work approach?
Yeah, so at this time they do have several barges, but only one barge would be digging the material. So once it's dug and put into a material barge or a scow, then it goes through a rigorous process of getting treated and solidified, and so then it can be hauled out. Because, as you could assume, that when you pull it off the bottom of the lake, it's soupy, and in some cases can be soupy. So in this case, we actually add a solidification agent. Portland cement would be added to it to help firm it up. So it's mixed in, that Portland cement is mixed in, and then that allows us to, get it in a state where we can haul it without having a big sloppy mess.
I imagine. Wow. How long do you think this is going to take then? That's 75,000 cubic yards, so that's going to take more than a couple of days, I expect.
Yeah, so the project is slated. There's a couple different phases of it. This phase is the actual environmental dredging phase now that we're in, so they're... this is going to take throughout the summer and probably into the early fall. And then kind of the second phase is to cap the Wisconsin Point landfill and restore the grass out there in the area.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Corey, thanks so much. This is great information to know. Is it an area of the harbor where there's a lot of boating, a lot of fishing, a lot of people around? Do they need to avoid that particular part of Howard's Bay or all of Howard's Bay through the summer?
You know, the contractor does well with sending out notice to mariners and things of that nature. Howard's Bay typically is not an area, other than maybe some fishermen that use that area, but it seems like it is more of a commercial area. But certainly, be vigilant when you're out in the harbor. If you do happen to go in there, take heed, give the contractor lots of room to avoid the equipment as they're moving around.
Great. Corey, thanks so much. We appreciate the information.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Corey Weston, Chief of Construction and Survey Section of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, speaking about the dredging that's begun in the last couple of weeks in Howard's Bay in Superior, Wisconsin, part of the St. Louis River Area of Concern that was identified by Canada and the U.S. in the mid-1980s as the most environmentally degraded areas of the Great Lakes ecosystem. This is one of 43 areas of concern. This is Green Visions on KUMD. Green Visions on KMD is made possible by the support of Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.